And joining us live on the line now is a BC man who was there when the towers fell, Jay Niver of Abbotsford. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Jay, you were in New York in the days leading up to 9/11, and you even took a tour of the towers the day before the attacks. What was that like?
Well, when you think about it, it's a pretty strange coincidence because I'd never been to New York City, and the first time I was there happened to be for 9/11. And yes, my sister and I went up there to the observation deck the afternoon before, and we still have the ticket stub to prove that's how close we came.
And the next day they were gone just like that. So where were you when you heard the news?
Well, a friend called us. We were staying in Greenwich Village. We were close enough that we had walked to the towers the day before to go up in them. And a friend called on the phone and said, hey, did you see a plane flew into the tower? So immediately we turned on the TV and then ran upstairs to the roof of the apartment building we were staying in. And we were able to watch what happened and transpired. I took photos first with two towers, then with one tower, and then with no tower. And we could see everything that happened from Greenwich Village.
Now, when we spoke earlier off air, you talked about how 9/11 made the so-called city that never sleeps go strangely, almost eerily silent. Describe the mood back then for us. What was going through your mind?
Well, it's something that is totally unbelievable. It was like a science fiction episode, because who could have ever conceived that that city could just go silent? And it did. Right after the towers came down, and for a day or two afterwards, there were no taxi cabs, no horns, no people, no buzz of humanity, just people walking along like zombies and in shock and very subdued and quiet.
Now, you were telling me earlier about what St. Vincent's Hospital was like. One line on one side of the street, one line on the other. And what was that like?
Well, it was a great outpouring initially, because we see this in a lot of tragedies and catastrophes that pull people together, that within a couple hours, all the staff and doctors and people were lined up outside St. Vincent's, which was the closest hospital, waiting to receive casualties. And on the other side of the street was a whole horde of news people and TV cameras and still photographers, and they're waiting for the casualties that we know never arrived because there were very few survivors. It was sad. But by the same token, there was also a line that was a couple blocks long of people that gathered to donate blood. Of course, it was not needed, tragically.
And that really kind of speaks to the classic New York attitude, eh? Like, even something as horrible as 9/11, and they still line up, they roll up their sleeves wanting to help. Is that what struck you as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely so. And there was no talk of looting or no thought of crime. It just the city almost literally, came to a standstill. The one part that didn't was the constant drone of sirens. And we heard those going on for an hour or two. And then one of the things that was really strange is when the first vehicles started to come back from Lower Manhattan, when they came back from Ground Zero and reached us in Greenwich Village, completely covered in white ash or dust, whatever it was, the fallout. And when the first cars came, everybody just stopped and stared because they'd never seen a vehicle like this. It was like something out of Hollywood with special effects. And then there's a steady stream of vehicles coming from back down there, and they all look the same way.
And Jay, just to wrap up then, your thoughts now 10 years later and how this event has basically defined our generation, our lives so far. How are you feeling 10 years after the fact?
I really, John, it's tough to answer. I was affected no more and a lot less than most people. I just happened to be passing through. But one thing I'll never forget is the sheer size of those buildings. When we went up there, and not just the height, everybody thinks about the height, but to build a structure that tall, the footprints are just incredible. It would take you 5 or 10 minutes to walk around the base of those, and they were so huge and so solid. And Monday afternoon they were there, and we were in them, and Tuesday afternoon they were gone. And it's just incomprehensible, and I almost think it's kind of a humbling experience. If those things could be gone in a moment, what's possible? Anything's possible.
All right, Jay, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts of that day with us. That is Jay Niver of Abbotsford, who, as mentioned, was in New York City for 9/11. He was sharing his impressions of that fateful day with us.